Last time on Aldi 20, our adventurers are finishing up a long rest. Jean's arm becomes fully encased in stone, and he's not sure why. Marza and Nugget try to cure him but are unsuccessful, so they venture on through the crystal caves. They head north, and Nugget runs into a barrel mimic. Jean obtains a fourth level fighter after touching a playing card, and Marza finds a trap door which uncovers a glowing pearl. Rawl finds some drow in a secret meeting. They begin to pursue the drow and fight them. One of the drow bodies left on the ground begins squirming and the flesh begins to separate. Want to find out what happens? Tune in now.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bohan and I play Jean Gotera.
Hello, my name is Zachary Litz and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Felicity Musso and I play Marza Rana.
Hi, I'm James Beyer and I play Rawl Tuvok.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musso, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All Day 20 Podcast. Now, may the story begin. You guys see the skin start separating from this drow, and it starts to rip apart, and tiny little spiders spread all across the floor.
Produce flame.
All right.
Torching it.
So you just hear screams and skittering sounds, and a couple of the spiders do manage to get away.
Produce flame, chase after them.
You just run around chasing after them.
There's nothing sweeter than the screams of little skittering spiders. Helps me sleep at night.
What is wrong with you?
I just get off on that sound. Dying spiders.
I don't even understand that.
It's a long story.
I don't want to understand.
It's better that you don't.
All right, so you're running around producing flame, and you catch the majority of them. It's shotgunning away.
Yeah, that's felt fun.
So do I see anything now the drow is... Where was he running?
Looked like he was up in the air. He's getting ready to go jump up in the air, and then you just slashed him down.
Okay. So are we at a wall? Am I, like, at a wall, or is there anywhere we can go from here?
Basically, you see a wall.
Okay.
It's all cavernous wall all the way around there.
All right.
So you can't go any further north that you can see?
Yeah. So what about east?
Yeah. So you're going to start heading east?
Sure.
And the purple starts to fade to a pretty green as you guys head east.
I'm going to fiddle with my wand some more.
Okay.
Try to pop a cantrip just off the trail and see if it feels any different, or if I can cast any. Does it? Can I? I don't think I have identify. All right. If it casts regular, I'm just going to keep using it for now.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that's what its purpose is. You do sense a presence in the wand as you're fiddling around and playing with it. You feel that there's some sort of presence mixed with you connecting with this wand.
Presence. I'm going to try to talk to it telepathically.
Okay. So you close your eyes and you link up to the wand and you hear,
"Hey, what do you want? I'm trying to watch the Boynes game." Pats, am I right? Ah.
Who is this?
This is Bugsy. Who's this? Where's the little princess?
I don't know what the princess you speak, but this is Rawl. What are you doing inside this wand?
That's a good question. I don't know what I'm doing in here. I'm trying to watch the game and you're bothering me.
There's gotta be something you remember before you were trapped.
I remember some demon guy ripping my neck apart and splashing my blood all over this wand.
I see. I guess for now I'll leave you alone.
Good idea. Why don't you go get yourself some water and leave me alone?
Enjoy your game. I'm just going to kind of shake it off.
Okay.
Visibly look around. If anybody noticed that I kind of went somewhere for a second, I'm just going to keep walking.
No, I don't think anyone really paid attention.
No.
And it was just a matter of seconds. So to you, it felt like that conversation was a long time, yeah. But it was only a matter of seconds that you were kind of walking with your eyes closed.
right? So we're peering down east.
All right. So are you going around the corner? You notice that it does start changing from that purple hue to now a green hue. The crystals seem to be changing. What do you do?
John, do you think you could try and check for traps? I know so far it hasn't been...
Yes, I can scout ahead for you.
Actually, hold up. How wounded are all ya?
I am perfectly fine.
You missed it a couple points. I'm like the 415 shy.
Down 12.
You're all fine.
Yep.
Tis but a fresh wound.
Yes.
All right. So, John, are you leading?
Yep. I'm going to stealth ahead.
Okay. Go ahead and make a stealth check.
17.
All right. Doesn't seem like anything hears you.
All right.
I'm casting Cure Wounds on myself.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead until I meet some sort of...
All right, so you get closer to the little hallway, you start to see just mounds and mounds of large fungi. And it looks slightly cloudy. Almost like a strange, thick mist.
Can I tell anything about the mushrooms from here, like a nature check?
Yeah, make a nature check.
16.
So you know that mushroom is a common food source for people of the Underdark. And from this distance, it's hard to tell what type of mushroom exactly, mm-hmm. but you do know that there are some mushrooms that have either positive or negative effects, depending on their color markings.
Okay.
And from this distance, it's kind of hard to tell with the misty stuff, seeing what color the actual mushrooms are.
Can I tell if it's actually mist or if it's just really like pollen-y in there from spory or spores?
16 is your roll?
Yes.
You definitely think it's spores.
Spores?
Mm-hmm. Spores mixed with bits of water in the air, so it's creating kind of like a humidity, if you will.
Alright. I haven't used it in a while, but my free cantrip, I get shape water.
Yep.
I get one as I get a free one as a bonus action, right?
Yes, you do.
And then every one will be an action.
Correct.
Alright,
But, I mean, we're not in combat, so you could do it as a normal cantrip.
You wouldn't have to burn that.
All right. You said they're mixed with water, so I'm going to shape. How big of a space is it?
I think it's 5 cubic feet, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, 5-foot cube.
Yep.
All right. So I will take a 5-foot cube of the moist spores and bring it towards me so I can get a closer look, see if I can tell from that.
Alright, so you get really close and you definitely see a mixture of all sorts of type of spores.
Alright, is everybody gathered around now, or are you still back hanging, doing whatever?
Well, you guys stealth ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So they're kind of waiting on you.
Alright, I'll bring it back with me.
Okay.
So, there are a lot of spores floating everywhere. It could either be bad or good. It's a mixture. Marza, can you cure disease?
I can, yes.
Can you do that on these spores?
Sure, it's worth a try.
Okay. So you're going to try and lay on hands on the spores?
On the spores and for 5 points of disease.
Yeah, doesn't seem like anything happens.
Nothing really disappears.
But you still burn 5.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. All right.
Hmm. And it didn't quite feel like that's the proper way to use that ability.
Okay.
Alright. I'm honestly not sure if we should hold our breaths as we go through or not, if we need to. So take your pick, everybody.
Does the spore cloud go all the way down to the floor, or is there any breathing space at the bottom?
I think it filled the room, right?
Yeah, it's okay. There's breathing space very high up, where you can see the caps of the spores, but you can't actually, from your vantage point, all you saw was just spores everywhere.
But the spores aren't coming out of the room.
No.
How fast did the space I took from fill?
Pretty fast.
Pretty fast? All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to produce flame and throw one in.
So you're going to produce flame in the... Okay. So you throw it in and...
I'm trying to throw it in and hit one of the mushrooms.
All right, so you throw it in to try and hit one of the mushrooms, and the thick moisture in the air makes the spell just kind of fizzle.
All right, where's the shot?
At least it didn't blow up.
Yeah. There's always a...
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Oh, it would have been bad. If that was flammable that much, that's like a nuclear explosion. That would have been a TPK.
Again, you're saying it like it's a bad thing.
Man.
Would anybody else like to lead? Because I don't know what we could encounter in there.
Yes, I'll lead.
Okay.
It's dangerous. Does anybody else want to go first?
Pretty much. No, it's my job to protect everyone. Let's go. We can do this.
All right. Mr. Knight, what is your name? Do you have a name?
No, I don't. You're the one that needs to name me.
Name him Neat.
I need a name. What?
I will have to sink on it.
Very well.
Come on, Bob.
And then Mr. Knight will go after Marza, and then I'll go after Mr. Knight.
Okay, so Mr. Knight and Marza are going to head into the spore cloud. I need Mr. Knight and Marza to roll a constitution saving throw.
Plus 5.
Woohoo.
Twenty-four.
Wow. Both of you heal 5 hit points. If you're down any hit points, you heal 5 hit points as you step
Sweet.
In.
Sweet.
Are you dead?
No, I'm actually feeling a little better.
All right. Walk in.
Walk in? All right, make a constitution saving throw.
With her plus 5?
Yep.
15.
Okay.
19.
17.
So, Nugget, roll a d6 for me.
2.
You have the poisoned effect.
Figures!
The rest of you heal for 5 hit points.
Alright, he's a dwarf. When do you get advantage against poison saving throws?
Technically, yeah. Go ahead and reroll. It's not normal, technically, a poison. Okay. It's just the effect that happens based off of what he rolled.
21.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you feel poisoned for 1 round. And then you shake it off.
Alright.
Your gut tightens up a little bit, and then you pass some gas and you're fine.
Yeah.
So it's thick with spores. It's very difficult for you guys to see. You only see maybe 5 feet in front of you.
Damn.
As you're inside of this, and it's hard to breathe. As you guys are taking in a breath, it's just very labor intense. It's similar to a sandstorm type environment where it's just thick with the spores and the moisture, and it is fucking hot.
How deep? How is it? Does it cover this whole area that we're in, or
yes,
how?
The whole area that's green, that's solid green, is all spore. And you can only see 5 feet in front of you.
Okay. I want to dash through.
Okay. Is that what you're going to do?
Yep.
All right, so...
I can't breathe. This is concerning me that I can't see and...
All right, so go ahead and... You can move 60 feet, right? I need you to roll a d6 for me to see where you keep running toward.
All right.
D6.
3.
Okay, so you're going to move to the right. Right into that creature. And you're going to bump into that creature.
Oh, shit. Who are you?
And you're going to feel tendrils.
Oh, I don't know if I want to know.
Wrap around the top of your head.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there was a way this wouldn't have been an ocean, huh?
I scream out, "Don't come this way!"
Oh, all right.
Come that way.
Then you're on your own.
Let's all turn around and go back.
Have fun.
Wait, no! Come this way, please!
You said not to!
Since when do you listen to me, Nugget?
She has a good point. I would definitely tell you the opposite I wanted you to do.
All right. So the first thing that we need to do is... Okay. It's going to do an melee attack roll. It rolls a 9. So you feel the tentacles wrap around your head, but they can't grasp. And you see these, like, pincer teeth snapping towards your brain.
Oh.
And that is its action and your action. So let's roll for initiative. 25 to 20. 15 to 20.
16.
15. Really?
I wrote a 1.
Oh so my god.
11. Yeah.
Alright, so Marza.
No, you rolled an 11.
I know. Oh. So what'd you roll?
4.
4, ouch. Alright, so it's...
You go from rolling a 30 to... It's like, yep. Ouch.
I only like those extremes.
Okay, so it's going to do a tentacle attack on you, Marza.
Again?
Yeah, it's first in the action now.
Oh, fuck. So I didn't get a reaction or anything to him attacking me? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Surprise attack. 17 to hit?
Nope.
So it's going to do its second action, which is going to extract your brain.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
That's a 24 to hit.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's been nice knowing you.
Those two sentences together.
All right, I need you to make a intelligence check.
Oh, God. Dice gods, don't fail me now. Intelligence?
Yeah.
18?
You manage to break through the intelligence check, but you still take 45 points of...
45?
45 points of damage.
I'm at 0. That was exactly my hit point.
And you drop.
Oh my god.
Raul, you're up.
Probably shouldn't have dashed.
Yeah, what would you like to do in there?
Okay, so what exactly did you yell?
Don't come in here.
I was trying to protect you, but hear my cries of actual help.
She said, "Don't come in here," which by their logic would mean I'd have to run in. Yeah. But then she said, "Come in here," and now I shouldn't because she told me to.
You did hear her scream, and you did hear very heavy metal drop to the ground.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's plate mail. Right?
Dude, that thing is... Just... Holy shit, that thing's scary.
Alright.
Well, it's not my turn, so...
What are you doing, Raul?
Let me see.
Had I seen them, I wouldn't have dashed.
Yeah, well, that's why there's only 5 feet of visibility.
Well, I mean, hearing lots of fog, hearing, you don't run blindly in. I mean, you've seen enough horror movies.
Hearing don't come in here.
Martha doesn't like to not be able to see.
I'm probably going to go see what I can do to help.
Okay, so you're going to jump in?
Yeah, I'm going
to... Make a perception check to see if you can kind of gauge where she was at.
Okay.
8.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're just digging through the... this very thick and heavy kind of fog. So go ahead and move your 30 movement feet, and then I'm going to have to roll a d6, and then we'll figure out where you went.
3.
Yep, about there. Is that 30?
Well, I was going to keep going until...
Yeah, go until you get to 30.
It's gonna be that far. Yeah.
So, that's fine. We'll leave right there for 30. And you actually see glints of armor laying on the ground because the fog isn't as thick on the bottom. So you see a glint from where you're at of armor.
All right.
And tentacles.
My body on the ground.
Do I see anything else, like...
Nope.
Anything that did it? No.
No. 5 feet is your
But he sees the
sight.
Tentacles, you said.
He sees some of the tentacles wrapped around the armor.
All right. I'm going to blast over the body, wherever I think that is. I'm sure at disadvantage.
All right, make an attack. Disadvantage?
Uh-huh. 'Gonna be a crit fail on the first Eldritch Blast.
Shit.
And 15 on the second.
Oh, hits the armor class. Yep, go ahead and read the card.
Alright, it's a spell. Ooh, actually, that's not bad. Got you worked out. The target has advantage on saving throws against your spells for 1d4 rounds.
Okay,
so I'll roll a d4. One round.
Okay. This is 6 damage on the second one.
And you push it back, and you watch as the armor slides a little bit too. Mark off one death save.
Woofless. Alright, I'm going to bonus action Shadow Blade.
Ooh. And for those at home, what does Shadow Blade do?
Shadow Blade weaves together threads of shadow to create a sword solidified gloom in my hand. This magic sword lasts until the spell ends. It counts as a simple melee weapon of which you are proficient.
Okay.
The rest of it I'll reveal when I use it.
Alright. And that's your go?
That's my go.
All right, Nugget, your turn.
I go after Nugget? Jeez.
Yep, you go after Nugget.
Okay, bonus action to cast light on my shield.
Yep.
Does that help at all?
Not really. Because it's really thick, fog.
Right, well, someone can follow it.
All
right,
so I guess I'll give you 10.
Okay, instead of 5. I'm going to go in to figure out where the hell everyone is.
Okay.
I got 25.
Just straight ahead?
Well, that's all I know.
Yep.
That's as far as you can go without hitting Raw.
Well, can't I go, like, to the
side? Yeah, you can go right.
Yeah.
I'm going to, when I see him come up on me, I'm going to point that direction. I saw Mazza with some tentacles that way.
All right, do I see anything?
You do see armor, and you see tentacles wrapped around it. It's 10 feet away. Is that right? 10 feet?
There's 10 feet between.
Yeah, but she's laying down on the ground. That's why you guys are able to see it.
Okay,
but I'm out of movement.
So you can see glints of her. So you want to try to heal her.
I am going to try... You can use an action as a bonus action. In place of a bonus action, right?
No, technically you're not.
Mm-hmm. Like,
You can't use a bonus action as an action. You can't kill
him. No. Like I used a bonus action to cast light, and for my action, I want to use that to cast a spell that uses a bonus action.
Yeah, you can.
Really?
That's what they wrote in the rules. I think it's kind of silly, but...
Oh, then I can't heal you.
You can't full action heal?
Without touch.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, healing word is range. Alright, well, Okay, I got it.
I'm a little nervous.
I haven't done this
yet. The DM is nervous?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the knob on my pocket watch clockwise.
Okay.
So I'm going to give myself haste.
Beep, 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 beep. You got haste.
So that's an action, though. Or is that?
It's an action to turn it, and then you get another action on top of that.
Because
of haste. And you get more movement.
That seems kind of silly, but... Yeah, I'm going to run in towards him. All
right, so you see this Illithid with its tentacles wrapped around her head, sucking furiously. You just see chunks of matter being pulled into its mouth. With Marza, slack-eyed, both tentacles drooping, laying there, with drool coming out of her mouth.
All right, I am going to...
I don't like this picture at all.
It's really bad.
I'm going to grab onto her, partially to pull her back, but also to cast Cure Wounds on her.
Okay.
Don't let him pull my head off.
that's your own fault.
Pull your brain out of your head.
Yeah.
Most of you comes with us.
Just touch me. Don't pull me.
21 health.
All right. Jean, you're up. Is that it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Jean, you're up. Nice move, Nugget. You know what?
Yeah.
And I owe you a lucky charm, too, as well, Rolf, for some of the awesome roleplay you did earlier. But both of you guys are getting a lucky charm.
I already have one.
I'm giving you another one.
Okay.
You just saved your party member from certain death.
Yeah. Feels like
I'm so glad that wasn't your phone.
Yeah, I was thinking.
I was like, ah!
As soon as a new one comes out, it's got a little crack in it anyways. A little one. It's a finger cutter.
All right, John, what are you doing?
All right, let's go, Mr. Knights. And we're both going to run straight to where we saw Mars go.
Okay, and you guys see this Illithid with its tentacles wrapped around Marza's head. Marza's now awake. Her eye stalks are now staring in disbelief and fright while it's still sucking furiously at the matter in her skull, burrowing and trying to pull the brain through the body.
Of haste left.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that as a bonus action. Right?
Yep. Bonus action.
Alright. And two attacks against the elephant.
Okay.
And a sneak attack against him.
No, unfortunately that does not hit.
Alright, second attack. Nat 20.
Nice.
Natural 20. I'm going to roll to see if it lets go. Yep, that lets go.
Piercing. That'd be the second one, right?
Well,
piercing?
Yeah.
In the knee, maximum double damage.
Ouch. That's a lot of damage.
All right.
And that's with your sneak attack.
Is it a demon fear faint?
I think it's an elemental.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
An elephant?
It's a monstrosity or a...
It's an aberration.
Aberration.
Okay.
Couldn't do it.
63 damage.
Holy shit.
Oh, wait, no. That was not doubled. That was just base. So that's 126.
26. Oh, yeah. So you stab it right through the brain, and it just drops to the ground. Fucking dead.
Yay! Good job, John!
She says as like blood is pouring out of her wound.
It comes out more like, some drool coming in her cheek.
Nobody messes with my Mazza.
Now, if only you'd been using a slashing weapon.
Oh, was that one?
Slice tendon, quadruple damage, and the target speed is reduced to 0 feet.
Oh, but that was quadruple. Wow. I could have rolled less than 123.
That's true. that was max doubled on a fucking sneak attack.
Yeah.
Damn.
Holy shit, dude. You just killed a very high-level creature. You one-shotted a high-level creature.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Gotta love sneak attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sneaky, sneaky.
All right,
so it drops to the ground. There's blood all over you. And... You're in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Mazza?
Oh, I'm not doing good at all. My head. Dude. What's happened? There's blood everywhere.
Do you need a potion? I only have ammon left.
I have an ammon potion. Oh, gosh.
Shouldn't we be possibly healing by breathing in this stuff still?
That was a one-time effect.
Oh.
You're more than welcome to try and eat some of the mushrooms around you.
No.
All right. I can't take this pain anymore. I'm going to take an ammon potion.
All right. Drink it. Give me a constitution save. What version?
Greater. 18.
All right. You manage to shake off the effect as your skin separates from itself and then goes back to normal.
I want to know more of these effects, but... It's also scary.
Yeah, you want to know them through someone else.
You want someone else to be the guinea pig? Man, you one-shotted a really badass beast, man.
Yeah, that was awesome. Those cards can be really, really great.
For both sides.
Yes.
Can I get a better look at the mushrooms now?
Yeah, so you see some that have purple caps, some have red, some have blue, some have like a pink, some have little polka dots on them, and some of them, the polka dot ones, actually have what appear to be like little doors. And as you look closer, you see like these little mushroom people things step out, walk around, start picking other mushrooms that are on the ground, and go back inside their little things. They don't seem to pay you guys any mind. They're just kind of little scavengers doing their thing.
And the doors are only on the ones with the polka dots?
Only with the ones with the polka dots.
Alright, would I recognize these things?
Make a nature check.
Eleven.
They're very strange little mushroom people.
Hmm.
But they don't seem to be threatening.
All right, I'll leave them be.
Okay.
Now about the other mushrooms. You said I knew which ones could be helpful.
Yeah, go ahead and make another nature check per mushroom you want to investigate. So do you want to investigate the...
I'll do red, purple, and then blue.
Okay, so red first.
11.
Can't really tell. It's hard. Mm-hmm. Don't remember.
Blue. 11.
Can't tell.
17 for purple.
The purple? The purple seem like they would have an adverse effect, a strange adverse effect. You remember distinctly seeing a much smaller version of those in the forests in the Feywild, and some were crunched up and put into sleeping potions.
Alright. And then you said there's pink as well, right?
Yep, there's a pink one.
11.
Just can't tell. It's tough.
5 for those 3. Yeah. 5 every time.
I think it's awesome that you kept rolling the same one over and over again. You're just like, I know that's a mushroom and it does something.
Alright, I'm gonna take a bit of each mushroom. Maybe I can remember it later.
You're gonna start cutting off pieces of the mushroom? Okay.
Put them in my backpack.
Go ahead and make a survival per check.
Alright, red. 23.
Okay. You cut it without any issue, and you don't cause any more spores to be released, and you're able to pocket the red. So you now have a bit of red mushroom.
Purple. 19.
Some spores fall on you.
All right.
But it doesn't have any effect.
Blue. 17.
Some spores fall, but not too much to make an effect.
And pink. 27.
Yeah, you slice it off without any issue, realizing what the mistakes that you're making before.
All right.
Now you have each color mushroom.
Yep. Then I'm done. Whatever you guys want to do.
All right. So can we see south?
5 feet in front of you. Well, actually 10 feet because of the shield that Nugget is lit up.
So it's okay.
Does the creature have? I want to loot the creature.
Doesn't have anything on it.
I kick it.
Right. You see one of the tendrils squash down and wiggle a little bit.
Kick it again.
A couple more tendrils wiggle.
Alright, so... Alright, everybody, should we move forward?
So you're going to start heading south?
Yeah. What direction is forward?
South.
Oh,
alright. Alright, so you guys start heading south. The mushrooms get thicker and thicker the further you get. And you get to a spot where it's nothing but mushrooms as far as you can see. Right where that edge is, see where the edge of the break in the map is? That's where all of that, yes. All of that going forward is just mushroom after mushroom. All the different colors that you saw before.
All right.
The first row are all red.
Okay. Are they of varying heights? Is there
yes, they're all varying heights. You're gonna have to step on some to get through.
Oh, they're not like giant, like we can walk under the caps.
No, some are small and some are very large.
Okay.
But there's thick mushrooms everywhere.
There's no walkway.
Floor is covered in mushroom. No longer a stone floor for you all to walk on.
Okay, I thought you're actually talking like massive mushrooms.
Some are, but the majority of them are just like a blanket or carpet. Just picture, you know that white stuff that mushrooms get when they connect to each other?
Yeah.
So that's all the floor is the white tendrils of
fibrous.
Fiber stuff. Is all along the entire floor, the walls, the ceiling, and there's mushrooms as far as the eye can see.
Okay. I will lead the way. Everybody stay 10 feet back. No. Because there's still spores, right?
Yeah, everywhere.
Nugget, you should be second, so you can still see me 10 feet back.
Okay.
And then everybody follow Nugget, and I will lead the way, trying to find the least obtrusive way.
All right, so go ahead and make a survival check for me.
27.
Okay. You notice that there are some larger chunk mushroom caps that you can actually step on, kind of like stairs.
All right.
So you can go ahead and that seems the safest. You're not really sure until you actually step on these to see what would happen. But based off of your survival instincts, that seems to be the safest.
All right. Then I will do that.
Okay. So you step on the first one?
Yep.
A big plume of spores, red spores, shoots up into the air. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
And you went 10 feet. He's
10
feet within me, right?
Yeah. 10 feet. Well,
he's 10 feet away from me. You're 10 feet away from me.
Yeah, so you're... Yeah,
no,
he's 20
he's
feet
out
away
of
from
my
you.
Range.
19.
19? Okay, so you start to feel a burning sensation in your lungs, and you start coughing a little bit, and your hand actually feels like you can move it around just a little bit. Just a little.
I wave my arm and the rest of the red spores.
The spores move around.
Alright. And that's it.
You coughed and your arm started to feel a little bit better.
Okay. And then...
So you can keep stepping on the spores? Or on the caps, rather?
Yep.
All right, so you step on the next big cap, and another big plume of spores. Go ahead and make another constitution save.
Which one was this? Still red?
Still red. You've got two rows of red to get through.
Okay. 14.
All right, yeah. So this time, you actually feel a burning sensation in your lungs and throat, and you take 9 points of fire damage.
All right.
Feels like you just ate a habanero pepper.
Ooh.
But your arm feels a little bit better.
Okay.
You can move it more and stretch your fingers now. You can actually use your weapon.
Ooh, nice. All right. I want to look back, make sure everybody else is still following.
Are you guys following?
Yeah. Yep. That was the plan.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yep.
All right, so as soon as you step on the first set, go ahead and make a constitution save.
8.
You feel a burning sensation overwhelm you, and you take 12 points of habanero damage.
It's well,
fire.
You're within
it's
10 fire. Feet of
yeah,
me.
So take the, half, right?
Yeah,
6
I
points?
Take 6.
He's within 10 feet of me, so he gets to add 5. Because I'm 10 feet behind him.
Still wouldn't have.
Oh.
You rolled an 8.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
No, it would have been 13 with hers.
Yeah, you still would have. You still wouldn't have hit it. All right, so Marcia, you're going
to... And you want me to do the second one?
Yeah, do the second one so that you're now with John.
Nope.
So you take 4 points of fire damage, habanero fire damage. That's halved already.
Mm-hmm.
And Marza, go ahead.
Constitution?
Yes.
10.
10, yeah. You take 12 points of habanero damage.
I'm going to jump with her to try to stay within her range. 24?
Yeah, so you feel no bad effects, but you gain 5 hit points if you don't, if you have a missing.
Okay, do our second set?
Yeah, go ahead and do your second set. You guys are kind of holding hands and jumping together.
Fuck.
That's 21.
Yeah, so you heal 5 more points of...
9.
That cussed me up.
You take 14 points of habanero damage. As your body is not able to metabolize the red spores.
I've ate a lot of mushrooms.
Oh, Nugget, I could really use some help here.
Yeah, don't we all?
Shut up and heal me, you motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, the paladin, who can heal herself all the time.
I saved mine for smites, man. Do your job.
Oh.
You're a fucking union cleric.
Really? Okay, then I will cast Cure Wounds on you, first level.
Oh, fuck.
Because I'm out of third.
All right. The second set of shrooms that you see, the color is purple.
Purple. 9.
Thank you.
Gonna keep climbing the shroom steps.
These next mushrooms, everybody, hold your breath. No, not those.
Just go first and see what happens.
Would I get advantage if I hold my breath going through these? Because I know what kind of effect.
Yeah. Cool. It's a constitution save. Purple spores.
Nat 20 for 22.
All right. The effect of your arm is back the way it should
yes.
be.
Yes. Okay. And second one. Right.
Yep. Holding your breath.
Yep. Am I within her range or no? Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Thank God for advantage. 7.
And you feel... We'll find out next
time. Always me.
Hi, this is Joseph Musso from AllD20, your resident dungeon master. You are listening to episode number 43, Spored to Death. I'd like to give a special thank you to Eric the DM at thetabletopgameshop.com for these amazing dice. And you can get your own set with a 20% discount code with the coupon code ALLD20. Also, they are doing a metal mystery dice promotion for $22.95, where you can actually end up with one of 140 different styles, randomly selected. Collect them all. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, game on.
It's been about 2 weeks. You're not used to this. Your training has prepared you for a lot of things, but it has not prepared you for the relentlessness of the open waters. You have been sick for about a week and a half. You've tried your best to clean and keep the ship organized, but the captain is getting irritated.
I said swap the deck, not throw up on the deck. Oh my god. I can't get good help these days. This is ridiculous.
This is miserable.
On the side of the ship. The side of the ship. God damn it. Somebody help him.
And they eventually take you to one of the cabins. And they unmercifully throw you onto one of the cots.
Ay, you piece of shit. You can't even swab the deck. This is ridiculous. Why did the captain even hire you? Well, just sleep it off.
No need to be polite.
I have things to do.
And you just lay there, and the rocking of the ship just makes it worse and worse, and you just try to close your eyes, and then you begin to dream. Finally, you see flashes of an image of the one you loved.
Naira? Is that you?
And as you run closer and closer to this image, it begins to change. And you see a very large lizard centaur.
Who are you?
I am the one you seek. I am the one that can give you the release for your sins. Come to me, my child. Come to my island.
Where is your island?
You shall see.
What sins do you speak of?
As soon as he says, "You shall see," you wake up with a start because you feel the ship rocking harder and harder, and you hear the sound of thunder and lightning, sparks of lightning being seen from the window in the hull, and a storm, a very large storm, starts picking up, and you just hear yelling,
"Hey, quickly, grab that hoist over there, quickly grab the sail, unfurl the sails, oh, tie it up, god damn it, do I have to do everything myself, hurry up!"
And the ship just starts rocking more and more and more. And eventually, you just have to get out of the cabin. It's just making you completely ill. And as soon as you step out, you're just sprayed with a whole bunch of water. And you look down, and the ocean is swirling and swirling. And you see a giant whirlpool. And next thing you know, you slip.
Captain!
Plunk. Captain, you have been sailing a beautiful ocean for days. A couple little storms, nothing major. Nothing that you can't happen. The great captain can't deal with. And as you are enjoying yourself, you feel this nagging presence in the back of your brain just over and over again.
I can't enjoy the view. What is wrong? we have a deal. You need to go to the island of Homerus. That is not the way, young one. Hurry. Hurry. Hurry.
I'll go already. Let me enjoy the ocean a little bit, at least.
And you need to find someone. There is a dragonborn that I have brought to you. He is part of your quest. Bring him to the island.
What's he to me? I don't need his help.
He's everything to you if you want to live and break this curse.
Where is he? Why do you taunt me? Get out of my head.
And then silence. And your blink. And there, floating on a log in the ocean, is a cowled creature. Waterlogged. Sick.
Well, it looks like breakfast this morning.
So you cast out a long pole, and you see the pole, and it's been a while. You've been out. You don't know how many hours or if it's been days. You've been slipping in and out of consciousness and dreaming, but next thing you know, there's a pole poking you in the face. You reach out and you grab it, and the person trying to pull you up just doesn't have the strength, and he struggles and struggles, and then next thing you know, one of the rope roots begins to grow and wrap itself around the pole, and then it starts growing into a ladder, and it presents itself before you. A little stunned by this.
I'm saved.
You begin to climb, and you see this creature before you, a little bit unnerved.
Well, so much for breakfast. What's your deal? What happened here?
Thank you for saving me first.
Well, you're gonna owe me for that.
I agree. What can I do for you?
Well, this has been a tough job running the ship by myself. I guess I could use you.
One second.
Off the deck, please.
Sorry about that. I'm Rogar. Nice to meet you.
You can address me as Captain for now.
Thank you, Captain.
Now, this ship is incredible. What do you think I should name it?
I don't know.
I think I'm going to call it the Great Unknown. It's mysterious in that way.
So, as you travel on the Great Unknown, and days pass by, you get to know each other a little bit more. You actually find out that Rogar isn't a bad fisherman once he's taught the actual works. You also show him tricks of specific roots that are on the ship. You recognize some of these as a form of Dramamine, and you force him to eat it with the food, and eventually his stomach settles and he begins to get his sea legs, and you teach him, this is how you unfurl a sail, this is how you hoist, this is what you do in this situation, this is how you control the ship. And you find yourself, for the first time in a long time, realizing that you've been so lonely and so alone on that island that just having somebody that you can talk to, even though he's very quiet and reserved and doesn't tell you much, you actually appreciate that because you don't really trust him anyway, but you enjoy his company and you enjoy knowing this individual. And then the ship hits rock. You look up and there's a rocky beach, and there on the beach is a very large centaur dragonborn. Welcome to my island. It is about time for you to save Elwyn. But in order for you to do that, You must get them out of the story boardwalk of dreams. I can show you the way, but you must be quick. Do you accept?
How much does it pay?
The old one will release.
Oh, good enough.
I don't trust him, Captain.
Well, I don't think we have any other choice. Well, I don't.
I'll follow your lead then.
Come, you've learned a lot these last couple weeks. I'm impressed. But something about you, I don't feel like I can trust yet.
Well, I am still in your debt.
Well, Mr. Centaur, and what was your name?
My name is Homerus.
Homerus. Elegant name. Well, carry on. Show us the way.
All right, so you guys watch as he slams the staff down onto the ground, and the earth begins to separate, and stairs begin to form. And you watch as the stairs kind of interconnect with each other, and the moss starts growing, and little flowers start popping up on the stairs, and it leads down into emptiness. You guys walk and walk and walk and walk. And we'll find out next time on All D20.
Oh my lord.